Hey, welcome to the film podcast. Yeah, I got it right. I had gotten right for a while now. The name of our podcast. We have an ongoing thing where I don't remember the name of this podcast.
Welcome to All Songs Considered.
Yeah. So as always, I am Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Adam Scott.
And today we're joined by. Reveal yourself. Who are you? When are you?
Reveal yourself. Hello.
Uh-oh.
He's not working.
Our mystery guest is still.
Oh. Oop.
Hey. Yeah. Mazel tov.
There we go.
I'm Matt from Pixel by Pixel.
Yeah. There we go. Matt is part of Pixel by Pixel, which talks about video games. Well, yes.
Well, we eventually get to video games, but we start about 30 minutes of just stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we could be the stuff podcast, but mainly video games is the focus.
Yeah. I've been on there a couple of times.
Yes, and you've killed it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's cheating on us.
I do. I do this thing, Adam, I do this thing where I go on their podcast and I pitch movies I want to see turned into video games.
Yeah. Right. He's picked some great choices, too.
I turned you off because I didn't want to hear you talk.
I see how it is. You knew I was going to make fun of you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, fuck you, man. So I pitch movies and they pretend to be a video game company. And then they decide to buy my game, pass, or bid on my game.
So you pitch the movie
as a video game?
How often do you actually buy his game?
Well, the first round, I made out like a bandit. The second round, I didn't get anything. I was outbid, mainly because when the first time we did it, it was just Patrick and myself, and I was EA, so I just had money to throw. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll buy it, whatever. And then Nick showed up, and he, like, knows all, like, he can pitch a game. We're just sitting there going, like, I want to play that game. Like, he pitched a Roger Rabbit game that I was like, I want to play that tomorrow. It was incredible. And so I just sat there, and I was like, I'll buy that. When there was one that I wanted to get and it started getting desperate, I was like, $400 million, I don't care, just give me the game.
Wow.
And then they have a budget to spend.
Yeah, we had so $500 million each at that point.
Wait,
yeah.
So have you pitched Leaving Las Vegas yet?
No, not yet. That's a really good game, though.
Wait, pitch which one?
Leaving Las Vegas, the video game.
First-person RPG, that's what I see.
Yeah. And there's boobies. There's a drink
meter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
When you're drunk enough, Elizabeth Shue's
the
boobs
fastest,
turn into four
the
boobs.
The faster you drink yourself to death. The more you win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
More points.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be a 2K game.
And how do the flashbacks work? Like, with the family and stuff? Like,
unlock those once you get to certain levels of stupor.
Or it's downloadable content.
And then, like...
So there's
like,
a stupor meter?
Yeah, there's a stupor meter. It's like how drunk you are. And then, let's see. And then there's, like, challenge levels where, like, oh, can you walk down the strip? You're out of booze. You need to walk down the strip to this liquor store to buy more booze.
Mm. So wait, the challenge is you have to walk?
Yeah.
But you're already drunk.
But you're already drunk.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you're definitely drunk.
Yeah, you have to like not fall off the straight line of whatever, the sidewalk.
So it's basically like the Max Payne 3 vision, the entire, like GTA 4 Max Payne vision. Okay.
The whole time.
Ugh, that'd be awful.
A driving level where you're driving down the freeway and you have to keep drinking, but you have to make sure you're not drinking whenever you drive past a cop.
You've thought about playing this game.
I just really like that movie.
Perfect. I love it.
You're like, I like drinking, and I like that movie.
I will say EA will buy your game right now for $125,000.
Sweet.
So you guys have it's weekly podcast.
Usually weekly, sometimes bi-weekly, given life. Yeah. Bi-weekly meaning every 2 weeks, not every...
Yeah. I never understood that. Like, it's either...
a terrible terminology.
It is. Yeah.
Because it either means you do it every other week...
Or two times a week.
Yeah.
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 It's just bad.
Whoever, who came up with that? Jenny, before I forget, this guy on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Not on YouTube. Fuck, what am I talking about? They posted it on our comment section. A new listener, he's kind of catching up on like old like episodes of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to the prequels, and you were talking about, I think you were talking about Line Before Time. This is Paul. Paul sent it in.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, I may be telling the story wrong, but I'm going to try to do my best to say it. Uh-huh. The girl who did the voice of shit. I want to say Sarah.
There's
yes.
no character named shit.
There's no shit.
Yeah. Sarah. Apparently, soon after she was done doing the voiceover, and this is why she didn't do the sequels. Mm-hmm. To all the Line Before Time movies was because her father killed her and her mother and then committed suicide. Wow. So.
Oh my god. Whoa, why are you laughing?
Because I knew this was going to be a reaction. You're
going to... The Triceratops.
Wow.
Was killed by her Triceratops dad.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why it's a different voice. It's a,
Oh, man.
Sounds like it could be internet urban legend, but.
Yeah.
Well, how old was she? Because sometimes adults do young voices. Yeah,
Know? Did you verify this with Snopes?
I don't know. I guess I should. But Paul seemed pretty sure of himself, so. I don't,
Paul, this person who you've never met, who's just started listening to the show.
He had a little too much inside information.
Who are you, Paul?
Come on, Paul.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for commenting. And then you started following us on Twitter. So.
Yeah, I did see that. I followed him back. So. Hey, Paul.
All right. So let's start off by talking about movies that we've seen in theaters. I know we're going to have a fight with Adam. I already know we're going to fight with him.
Really?
Let's get over with.
You didn't like it?
No. Pacific Rim.
Yes. I'm not 10.
Okay.
We all loved
That's a terrible excuse.
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry. I like characters and fully developed, full-rounded characters.
Why were you going to see Pacific Rim for fully developed characters? You obviously had had you seen a trailer for this movie?
I had. That's why I was like, the only reason I'm going to see this is so I can make sure that it's as dumb as it looks. And it was. I didn't pay this yet. So yeah,
Perfect.
Yeah, no, it's exactly the movie that was advertised, which I had no interest in seeing. I just had to make sure.
Yeah.
So none of you can argue that, oh, there's a redeeming quality that you'll enjoy. Like, no, there's nothing in this movie for me. It's
Pacific Rim is his Man of Steel for me.
Yeah.
I hated Man of Steel.
Me too.
With all...
Jeez. Oh, there you go. You guys you hated him, Matt, and then now you're back to... You're okay with him.
Who with?
With Adam.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Well, no. I never hated Adam. Let's not get that.
I didn't hate Pacific Rim because I just don't... It's not for me. Like, I'm not... I don't care about dudes in robot suits fighting monsters. For some reason, there's a disconnect where it's like, all right, if you're like Tony Stark, Iron Man, average size, okay, cool. As soon as it's a giant monster, I check out. I'm like, I don't care. Like, that looks sick.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. I think about Power Rangers.
That's what it was like.
And then the problem for me was, there was way more drama in an episode of Power Rangers than there was in this movie. I'm like, there's more conflict. I'm like, all right, there was more drama between Tommy and... it's bad that I remember their names.
Kimberly. It's not. Jason.
Tommy and Jason. Thank you.
Tommy.
They're green and red rangers.
Tommy committed murder in real life, by the way.
What? Okay.
Convicted murder.
No.
I think you're just saying this about everybody.
And then he turned into the white ranger and everything was okay.
Yeah.
And now he's an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. White means
anyway,
Jesus.
I felt there was more drama between those two characters in that silly TV show than there is in this movie.
And then the red Power Ranger, the girl, is that the red?
The pink.
Pink. She is now on Strike Force on like... Ion television.
She's been all over the place.
She was in Felicity.
Kimberly.
Amy Jo Johnson. Kimberly Amy Jo was Johnson the, was the name of the character.
I had a crush on her when I was a kid.
And then there was Catherine, or Kat, the Australian girl, who was this new Pink Ranger.
Oh, see, I didn't make it that far.
I go deep on Power Rangers.
I didn't make it past the original American cast.
The Mighty Morphin?
Yeah, the Mighty Morphin.
Well, I saw the black girl and the Asian girl, though. I did see both of them.
So there was Rocky and there was Adam.
I don't see colors, you know?
Sure. You, out of all of us, don't see color.
I do.
Colorblind is a serious affliction. Colorblind.
Yeah. So I loved Pacific Rim.
I did too.
Me too. I didn't need, and it maybe it helped that I was a little inebriated. I mean,
can't say that's cheating.
But I loved it. I was like, I want to see it again. I'm really excited. It's one of the movies where I'm like, I hate 3D, but I wish I would have seen it in 3D.
I wish I had seen it in IMAX, but not 3D.
Yeah. I saw it in 3D at the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
3D didn't do anything for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can skip 3D. I wanted to see it in the Dome because I hadn't seen a Dome movie in a long time. So saw it, and I was like, I saw it in 2D.
That would be a good movie, I guess, to see in the Dome.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It was incredible. Like, I just loved how they clipped along where they're like, a dimensional portal open. Good. Moving on. Like, they didn't explain why. There was no science. It was like, this happened. We have to fight it. I was like, cool. Good.
Yeah,
let's keep going.
They went right into the movie about how you guys were complaining about Lone Ranger. How it took forever. Oh, you and Sean.
Well, that's a whole other different kind of
bad movie. It took forever to get into the actual story. This one, at least, it went right into it. It barely any origin at all. It was great. You didn't have to learn anything.
5 minutes into it, there was already a fight.
Yeah, for me,
I did have to learn who these people were to care about. Like, okay, so if your character is inside of a CG character the whole time and I don't see them for the most part, and it's CG things fighting CG things, if I don't care about the person in the CG thing, I don't care about anything that's happening. I'm watching ones and zeros that mean nothing to me.
Okay, so I gotta ask this.
So you can see the Matrix.
I fucking yes, I can.
So here's my thing. If you if you could pick someone to be your co-pilot on a Jaeger, who would it be? Mine, hands down, Gary Busey. How crazy would that Jaeger be? Just like fucking talking about the three prongs of the devil.
Oh my
and
god!
Hobbits.
Think about you guys like melting together.
Your girl handshake. There's no way that would happen.
Oh, yeah,
it would be rejected on all levels.
It's all too racist.
Or Gary Busey's neural hands would like chokehold
yeah,
you or something.
His mind would consume yours.
He'd be the only one who could fight alone in a Jaeger.
You wouldn't be you anymore. You would be part of Gary Busey's personality that was free from him now to act on its own.
Oh yeah.
I watched that Hobbit video.
It's pretty crazy, right?
So funny.
He's all Hobbits, you can't tell if they're male or female. It's really hard to tell. He's like, and they like cockroaches.
But there's little baby hobbits running around all the place.
He's all they love place. Cockroaches. They have games, like games with them. They use them as ornaments. Yeah. So I saw Pacific Rim, loved it. Everyone loved it, right?
I loved it.
So, no, right. I didn't. You can't just gloss over the fact that I didn't love this movie.
I will say that not, and this is something that needs to be said to every writer, screenwriter, whatever. Not every movie needs a fucking love story.
Yes. No, I totally agree with that.
There doesn't need to be a love story.
It was
Why did
so
that
nice.
Need, it was so awkward.
No,
and
no, it wasn't a love story,
no,
though.
Yeah, it was it enough to not be needed at
it
all.
It started out you kind of where she's it. Like, I'm looking at his perfectly chiseled body,
awkwardly.
Which made every... Yeah. But by the end of it, they were just kind of comrades. They were colleagues. They were like, you know, oh, good, you're safe. You're not dead. Thank God. It didn't end with a kiss, which was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
So it was just kind of like, you're safe. You're back. All right.
We didn't need it at all.
Fair enough.
I thought it was just awkward. But anyways,
What else did you see?
I saw This Is the End again for the second time.
Did you enjoy it just as much?
Yeah.
It's two times good?
Two times good. One went inebriated, one not inebriated, and both were good.
This time was the...
Not.
Okay.
First time, of course.
Just in case.
Yeah. Just in case that was the only time I was going to see it. Had to do it,
though. Yeah. I like that.
And
I think
I've
we sat together.
I've had that fucking song stuck in my head.
The Backstreet Boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ever since then.
Which one did they do?
You haven't seen it yet.
I haven't, no.
Oh,
I couldn't decide if I wanted to or not.
You
I was
should.
Like,
yeah. It's really good.
Because most of those guys in real life I don't like. Like Danny McBride, I don't find...
And you don't like Eastbound and Down?
I hate Eastbound and Down.
Really?
I hate it. Because Kenny Powers, I want nothing but bad things to happen to. Like, he deserves to get hit by a bus more than any character I've ever seen
Agreed.
In my life. I
That's
hate
what makes
him.
It awesome.
No, I can't watch... Like, if I'm going to watch an asshole, there needs to be something redeemable about him. Like Hank Moody on Californication, total asshole. But there's something likable
That's
about him.
That's true.
Kenny
yeah.
Powers, I hate.
Zero likable.
So, Danny McBride strikes me as... He was, like, certain roles he's great in. Like, I loved him in Tropic Thunder. Mainly because he was probably kind of off to the side. It wasn't that, but I can't do that. And Jonah Hill, I just don't like either. And so I was hesitant about this one.
They all kind of make fun of themselves, though, at least.
And I've heard nothing but good things about This Is the End. They're like, it's actually really good, and everyone plays this heightened version of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I still need to see that one. I did see Despicable Me 2.
Oh,
I
saw how that was also. That?
In 3D.
Great.
I need to see it.
It's
really?
It was funny.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, I was really surprised by the first movie, and so
yeah,
I was
totally.
Looking forward to this one. And I really enjoyed it.
I can't wait.
There's a couple things that are a little, like, you know, some jokes that run a little long. But besides that, you're like, this is just
So
delightful.
It's good for the kids and for the parents.
Totally. There's, good. I won't ruin anything, but it's like the last Minion scene. They basically do a music video. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's during the credits or before?
It's right before the credits. But they essentially,
oh, yeah.
they essentially
yes.
do an old,
yes.
an old song, and
yeah.
it's perfection. It's amazing.
They're like, my favorite part, the Minions.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're getting their own movie at some point.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So,
see
Despicable Me 2 if
Savannah was
anything,
giving me
the old R&B song.
My girlfriend was giving me a hard time for how much I was laughing. She's like, you were laughing more than the children. I'm
like, oh, God.
It was hilarious.
No, when I saw it, it was like everyone who was about like 25 and older was just dying at this part. And the kids were just doing that like, oh, adults are laughing. I have to laugh too. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So, but were you guys laughing like beer style? You guys are smoking cigars. You're like, ha.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. like Your I was reference. Stalking a family. Yeah. I was laughing just like I was stalking a family.
Yeah. I haven't seen the first one. I gotta check out the first one.
It's great.
They're really funny. They're like, again, this is my go-to for kids movies now. They are kids movies that wouldn't make me resent my children.
Yeah. Good point. I like that.
I feel like Pacific Rim is a good kids movie.
No. If I had a kid, like, I don't envy Brian right now. Well, he enjoyed it, so it doesn't matter. But, like, if I had a kid who loved that movie, I'd be like, we're not getting that on DVD. I couldn't deal with that being played over and over again on a loop.
Really?
Like, the kid rocking around, elbow rockets! Shut the fuck up.
Of course you're not going to get it on DVD. You'd get it on Blu-ray.
Hello.
Come on.
What are you, some sort of time traveler?
He's like, I wouldn't spend Blu-ray money on that movie if I had a kid.
You're an esoteric bastard.
we can't get it.
We're not getting Betamax.
We can't get it until I find it on VHS. Yeah, I'll get you a VHS copy.
I would kill for a VHS copy of that movie. Are you kidding?
So, is it anybody else see anything else? I didn't see anything else besides that.
Not a new movie, but I saw Badlands on the big screen.
Oh.
I forgot to bring you back your copy of it because I don't need it now because I watched it on the big screen.
Nice.
It was awesome on the big screen.
Yeah, you saw it at Egyptian?
At the Arrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
On Saturday, I did a double feature of Ninja Turtles and Ninja Turtles 2.
At the New Bev?
At the Silent Movie Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was CineFamily.
Yeah.
So they did Ninja Turtles, Ninja Turtles 2. There was a pizza party, so there was like pizza in the back. They had like a...
Wait, did they play the song Pizza Party from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out of our shells tour?
The pre-show was a video of the concert coming out of our shells. So we got to see Pizza Power, we got to see Skipping Stones, we got to see the like roll call song. And evidently, the plot of that show was Shredder was there to steal all the music because that would erase all the good in the world.
Well,
yeah,
makes sense.
Let me just say, these movies are timeless and not time capsules of any particular period.
I had the Coming Out of Our Shells tour VHS tape.
I had the
tape. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So I could go alternating, just like, all right, I'll watch the movie, now I'm going to watch how they made the movie, and go back and watch the movie again.
One day I was so bored, I decided to see... Has someone uploaded the soundtrack? I found it and I downloaded it and I listened to it and I was like, man, my parents were saints for not like just destroying this music at one point because it's nostalgia, obviously, but God, is it awful. I remember watching the Oprah Winfrey Show when they were on.
Oh, yeah.
Promoting their tour and like Shredder shows up in the audience. He's like, oh, Turtles. And everyone's like, get out of here, Shredder, you're a dick. The Turtles are on stage and Oprah's like, get out of here. And he's like, oh, I'll steal the music.
Oprah.
Yeah, it was on the Oprah show.
Oprah's with the Teenage
I had to watch
Turtles,
that episode because I knew the Turtles would be on. And it was,
God. Shredder.
Shredder just.
I'm sorry. Nothing beats a Ninja Turtle playing a guitar.
No. With a star one of his.
With a star, a sequined bandana.
Like Kiss?
Yeah. It was like a combination of Kiss.
And for some reason, they had to wear vests. They had to wear denim vests.
Well, you have to. If you're in a gang or,
or
an organized.
It was their cut.
Yeah.
It was the Sons of Anarchy of the 90s. The Ninja Turtles music tour.
Well, I have an idea for a shirt. No, I should say it off air because I don't want nobody to steal it.
Someone will steal
Remind
it.
Me this. Remind me of the vest shirt idea.
Okay.
But yeah, so you saw Ninja Turtles. I love that.
It was nice to go back. I love 2 more than 1 just because it's a little more nostalgic. Like, you know, you get Shredder back and you got Toka and Razor and then you get Super Shredder and you got Ernie Reyes Jr. who's kicking ass. And then I was just like, oh, Surf Ninjas. I love that movie too. And... It was just, you know, TGRI and all the ooze and stuff. Yeah. I forgot how kind of dark the first one is.
Yeah.
Like, certain parts you're kind of like, well, this is sort of like the comic book. And then they do, you know, wacky stuff. And
did anybody yell out, Rockwell, when Sam Rockwell came out in part one?
People just kind of laughed.
You're like,
They're like, oh, yeah, it's Sam Rockwell.
You're like, I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, look at that.
The biggest laugh that happened, though, was it was in Ninja Turtles 2, and... It was after they see the interview on TGRI, and all the turtles were like, well, what does this mean? What is everything? And there's, you know, they're saying, like, where's Splinter? And they're like, he's up on the roof. And he comes back down, and they're like, well, what's he been doing up there? And he shows up and goes, coming to a conclusion. But the space was big enough where it sounded like he had been pleasuring himself on the roof. And then every line after that subsequently was some sort of double entendre, sexual double entendre.
Ooh.
Like for the past, we were giggling like school children. We're like, oh my God, he said coming. Like it was ridiculous. We were all 10 years old. We're like, okay, everyone shut up. We're watching the Ninja Turtles. This is serious business. Stop it. But it was like the biggest laugh and just kind of kept like traveling through the theater. It was amazing.
Oh, I should have gone to that. What was that, Friday?
They actually did 2 because I think Friday sold out, so they added a second one on Saturday. So I did the Saturday one.
Pizza party is the best part of that.
It was so fun. And they had like a boozy drink called the Ooze back there. It was just like there was like pineapple juice in it and Sprite and something else, probably vodka, but it was delicious.
Nice.
Is this them?
That's them.
Yeah.
You gotta tweet that out.
Oh, look at them.
Too legit to quit.
Those look like the action figures. But yeah, there's the tape art and all with their signature.
Signature.
Yeah, right there, the tape art.
Yeah, it was a cassette.
Yeah, the cassette arts. Thank you.
I wonder if we get that on eBay. If you get that.
I could probably just go down to my parents' house and
each has a signature. Oh my gosh.
It's probably in a box somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know I know both VHS tapes are there. The cassette, I'm not sure if it's still there, but I know for a fact that the VHS tapes are alive and well at my parents' garage.
I know I played that tape in the car, like on most car rides, for probably 2 months. So my parents are saints. If you ever hear this, thank you for not snapping it in half and throwing it onto the highway.
Like, fuck your teeth.
I don't give a shit about your pizza power.
Did anybody else see anything else before we get into the list? Is there anything, Adam, you want to suggest for Stream of the Week on Netflix? Anything you've watched?
Oh shit, I really should start writing these down, because like I'll be on Netflix and I'll see something, I'm like, oh, you should watch that.
I haven't seen this, but I've heard good things. End of Watch is on Netflix now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I enjoyed that. I didn't like the camera stuff, but
I haven't watched
it. It's a good movie.
Oh really?
They do it like a found footage type of thing, right?
Yeah, but there's no reason for it. Like, okay. They could have just, like, the story is good enough, so you could have just done it like a straight narrative.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why they did that. So,
I think I had Bukowski Born into This on one of my lists, and that's on Instant right now if you haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to check it out. And you got to tell me the order in which to watch these movies again.
Well, that one's just a documentary about him, so you can watch that one in any order.
I know Factotum's on there too, right?
It was. I don't know if it still is. But, I mean, I can lend it to you. I have them.
All right. I'll allow it.
I'm in for the listeners. I'm not going to lend my DVDs to the listeners because...
Well, maybe.
I mean, that'd be... I'm going to start my own Netflix.
Maybe you start your own lending service. Yeah.
You can tweet him at...
I'll undercut. I'll be a Netflix undercutter. Yeah.
You have your service for $7.99, you know, instead of $8.99.
I thought it was $7.99.
Oh, then go six.
Nice. 6 minute apps.
Yeah.
And then I get sued by Netflix.
All right. Let's get into the list. Matt, do you want to go first or last? Your choice.
I'm going to go last.
All right, yeah. All right. So, Adam, you're number one. You know, last week you got a chance to go last, so.
No, that would make you number one because we go that way.
I think last week I went first.
No.
He's last,
Last week, the guest went first and I was
second.
Why
are we going this way now?
I was second.
We always go, you know.
I think we should switch. We should switch directions. You should go first.
All right, I'll go first. I'll go first. I don't care.
Oh, wait. I was wrong. Oh, man.
And you have to be drinking. No, it's okay because it works.
That's weird.
And you brought a designated driver. He's over there looking at porn.
I can't think about it.
Oh, we usually go clockwise, but today we're going to go counterclockwise.
Oh, yeah. So Adam goes first.
No, Ricardo said he go first.
I'll go first. All right. We'll go this way.
Oh, this is awkward now.
Okay. Enough talk. All right. I picked as my number five. We count down. I don't know if I told you that.
So start at five and then
Yeah, yeah. My number five is from 2006, and it is Casino Royale.
Nice.
I love this movie. It's the same director. Is it the only time that the same director's come back? No, it's happened three times, right? It's gonna happen with Sam Mendes.
That a director's come back to direct a Bond movie?
Yeah.
No. Multiple, or originally, like, it was...
Just one dude?
Not the whole time, but, like, number of movies. Yeah.
James Bond movies.
I feel. I don't know. I'm not the Bond expert.
I think there's only been three directors with Sam Mendes. So, that's what I heard on the grapevine. But it's Martin Campbell, and he did GoldenEye, which was cool at the time, but I just rewatched it, and it's kind of hokey.
It's kind of hokey, but... Compared to all of the other Pierce Brosnan movies,
it's still the best Brosnan movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, hands down.
It's like, if you just watch what Tomorrow Never Dies, or wait, no, which is the one?
That was the second one. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Is that the one with Jonathan Pryce?
The World is Not Enough.
The World is Not Enough. Watch The World is Not Enough right after. Fuck that. Okay, just go full. Watch GoldenEye, then watch Die Another Day. And like, oh yeah, GoldenEye is Oscar worthy.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And it does have
no ice castles.
Sean Bean, and it has Jean Grey, so.
Bumka Johnson, yeah.
Zinnia on a top.
Yeah. Well, I just call her Jean Grey because it's cool to just picture her as Jean Grey, just fucking up.
Her name was Zinnia on a top. What's not cool about that? It's like old school Bond name.
And I dig the new Bond. I know a lot of people hated I know one guy who hated this Bond movie, but I love it.
He listens. He knows that you're talking about him. You can just say his name so everyone else knows who you're talking about, too.
Fuck you, Brian.
Wow.
I love Casino Royale. What can I say? It's fun. They brought back... I was tired of all that fucking shitty... The shitty BMWs. I don't want a BMW. Fucking James Bond drives an Aston Martin. So, brought it back. I was a little upset that they just crashed it, like, right away.
Yeah.
He drove it once, and then he fucks it up.
But set a world record with that car flip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, that, like, was insane.
It was, like, 15 or something, and it set a Guinness World Record for, like, number of flips on a car.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's crazy.
And... just like all the fights were pretty cool. Just the fact that this is a PG-13 movie, I want to say, right?
Yeah.
And there's ball torture, testicle torture. Like, that's hardcore. Like, when I was watching it in theaters, I was like, whoa, I can't believe I'm watching this. Well,
plus, the villain is, like, so classic Bond villain, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that guy just, he's Mads
Mikkelsen.
Yes. Yeah. Like, he's just so, you know, angular and, like, evil looking. Like, he's fantastic. He's now, a great actor too.
I just rewatched it and I just like to picture him as Hannibal Lecter. Like, it's Bond playing Hannibal Lecter, you know, at poker. A lot of people said it was hokey with the tell and all, but this is just classic Bond. Like, if you think this is hokey, then what the fuck are you doing, dude? So that is my number five.
Oh, he's the guy that's playing Hannibal.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to watch that show.
It's a really good show.
One thing I'll say about Casino Royale, because I know a lot of people hated Quantum of Solace, and I would tell people to watch them, like, back to back, because it's basically Casino Royale and Casino Royale Volume 2.
Yeah,
like, it plays as one long movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that makes people, like, I've told people to do that, and they come back and they go, oh, actually, I really like Quantum of Solace a lot more.
Yeah,
it was that space in between that people kind of went, like, fuck this movie. But if you watch them, like, back to back, it's really, really good.
Well, that's the only instance where that's happened, isn't it? It's because of the writer's strike.
Essentially.
Yeah. But it was just a little slow, but there's not enough action in Quantum of Solace, but it's not a bad movie.
Because it's a revenge story. It's really a continuation of him, you know, trying to avenge Vesper.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just watching them straight through, it makes it really good.
Yeah. No, I never thought of that, but that makes total sense. And, of course, I love Skyfall, so...
But that was in 2000s.
I know. So, but this kind of opened up, and then I love Jeffrey Wright. That I like that he's in it. He makes everything. He's like paprika. He makes everything better. You know. You like that?
Paprika makes everything.
That was
better.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Or paprika.
Yeah.
All right. That is my number five. Jenny, what is your number five?
Okay, my number five. I went with 2008's Taken.
Nice. Good choice.
I have
a set of set skills.
I went into this thinking it was going to be really shitty, and I liked it. So
yeah, I think that's why I hated part two.
Because I didn't even see part two. I didn't want to see part two.
I'm with you. I hate.
So you're not going to see part three?
Oh, there's a part three. Well, when you put it that way,
are they taking his dog?
Yeah,
is he getting taken this time?
They're going to take his mailman.
Yeah.
Well, they go back in time and take his mom.
There you go. Yes,
it's another Femke Jensen movie too.
Ooh,
how do you say her name?
Famke.
Famke Jensen.
Oh, okay.
I hate. It's funny. I have my coworker hates her, and it's because one of the first times he saw her was in Maid, and she's a fucking bitch in that.
Yes.
And since then he's like, I hate her. I hate her.
That's
she
why
did, she did such she did such a good job, and he'll admit, like, he's like, she did such a great job in the movie that I hate her.
I was gonna say, he knows it's not a documentary.
That's really unfortunate.
That's how I felt about Matt Damon though. Like, during The Departed. Like, I love Matt Damon, but I was like, fuck that guy. He killed Leo, man. No one killed Leo.
I mean, the first movie I saw her in was Goldeneye, where she's playing a villain. I'm like, she's awesome. She's really good.
Yeah. Totally. She's really good looking.
Yeah.
But what did you say again, Jenny?
You agree? Liked it. I like her a lot. I don't remember the first time I saw her, but the first time she really took effect into me, where I was like, I need to memorize that actress's name was X-Men.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I loved her.
Taken's really cool.
She's fucking crazy in X-Men 3, but.
Ugh, don't talk about X-Men 3.
Yeah, I know. But she's still like a crazy bitch in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my main problem with X-Men 3 was that it was made, but my biggest main problem was, like, at the end of X2, when it's like, you know, she's Phoenix, and being a comic nerd, I was like, well, most of Phoenix took place in, like, space. How are they going to do that? And then they didn't do that at all. And I was like, no, this is going
to
be bad.
Yeah, they didn't really use Phoenix to the best
of their advantage. No, at all. It was a bad choice.
Well, hopefully the Wolverine's good, but Taken is, it just took everybody by surprise, and I think it didn't do well at the box office, but it did amazingly well on DVD.
I did well enough
to get that sequel, yeah, which wasn't good, but that, again, I didn't see the original in theaters. I saw it on DVD, mm-hmm, and I was like, wow, this is really awesome.
Yeah, me too. I rented it with like some friends for like a birthday party. We're like, we're going to pregame, we're going to watch Taken, then we'll go out. And we're all sitting there, and at one point, we're all sitting on the edge of our seat going like, this movie is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they did a couple things in that I'd never really seen before, where, you know, when he's actually in the den of all the guys and he's like, you don't remember me, do you? I told you I was gonna kill you. And they're like, oh shit, and then he lays him out. I was like, that was great. And then we, you know, spoilers, when he shoots the guy's wife, I was like, this movie is fucking insane. Yeah. What? This is awesome. Like, I love that one. And I didn't want to see Taken 2 for the same reason. Like, I hate when sequels make me question if I love the first one as much as I did, which is why I've never seen like Hangover 2 or anything like that, because I don't want to feel that way. So yeah. Taken
no Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I hate that movie. No. the one that made me feel that way was Men in Black 2, where by the end of that, I went like, did I like the first movie as much as I did? Because this movie sucks.
The only good part of Men in Black 2 is Tony Shalhoub.
Was the credits.
Well, that. Yeah. And Tony Shalhoub.
He's always great. Yeah. He's fantastic. But take it.
I think I said this before, but I'll tell you. I saw Taken the day before I was going to Europe for 3 weeks with a group of teenagers.
Well done.
Not even with my parents. And so...
How much did you not want to go to Europe?
Oh,
at that
my
point?
God. That shit scared me senseless. Ugh. No, I was like, maybe this is a bad idea.
Did you double check?
This
double
is like
check?
Real time, right?
Did
this
you double check
happened.
To make sure your dad was like special military, yeah. just in case?
You're like, well, he was in the Air Force. So.
He can fly. Yeah. He could just come right over.
He could just get on a plane, right? Yeah. I have my phone. It works, right? Okay, we're good. Yeah. Remember what he's wearing. Tattoos. Good.
You're like, I'm colorblind. I can't tell. He's wearing some sort of gray outfit.
He's either Mexican or...
Yeah, he's gray.
Just punch Asian. Everybody in the throat. Just punch him in the throat, and that's all you got to do.
Man. Yeah, or the
kick
balls.
Kick him in the balls. Yeah.
So that's a good pick. I was gonna pick that, and I don't know why I didn't.
Because you knew I was gonna pick.
Adam, what do you got for us?
Okay, so my number 5 is from 2003.
Adam always burns time with his. You go extra long with my number 5.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah. I had to make sure. I had to go through the ratings on IMDb, make sure that I did agree that this was my number 5. 2003, The Rundown.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
Shit. I forgot about that.
I did too. I forgot about that.
This movie surprised me because I just went in thinking, like, all right, I dig Peter Berg, so we'll see what this guy's doing.
The Rock is... There's something fascinating and just he's endlessly charming. Like even in a shitty movie,
totally.
Like Be Cool,
completely.
I can watch The Rock because he's just cool.
Okay, so now let's go back to Pacific Rim. I don't know how you could watch The Fast and the Furious and accept the character. You can accept that, but you can't accept fucking Pacific Rim.
I'm already invested in those characters. I'm invested in those characters from 6 movies. And also I did
because
say
he lives his life 1 mile at a time.
I did say Fast 6. Is stupider than Fast 5.
Fast 5 was amazing.
Fast 5 was amazing.
It was great. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. And I haven't seen Fast 6 yet.
And also because Fast 5 isn't 90% CGI. I'm sorry. When your
Fast
movie
6
is 90%, it is. I didn't like Fast 6 as much as Fast 5.
I liked it, but I didn't see 5.
Again, it comes. I'm sorry. I like human beings acting. I'm sick of CGI, basically, is what it comes down to for Pacific Rim. But anyway. Back to The Rundown, which is very
The Rock.
Very little CGI. The Rock is not CGI. He's real. He's actually in this.
Christopher Walken is a villain.
Christopher Walken
is amazing. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott and The Rock also have a really great chemistry together.
I wish there was a sequel to this.
I was really hoping there'd be a sequel to this.
Like they become,
I mean, it's not
like
they're
bounty hunters together.
They could still make a sequel.
Yeah.
And Rosario Dawson.
Oh yeah.
Can't beat that. Peter Berg directing.
Yeah.
Back
when he was good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Way more fun than Battleship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really pleasantly surprised by this movie. The Rock, he kicks ass and he's hilarious.
What's the guy who plays the jungle tribe, the gorilla guy?
Ernie Reyes Jr. Yes. Yeah, who was in Teenage Mutant
Ninja Turtles too,
yeah.
And Surf Ninjas.
See? Brought back around, guys.
Yes.
That fight scene with him, and he's like, he's a tiny guy.
He is a tiny guy.
And he's beating the shit out of the Rock.
Yes.
That was
a
good scene.
He moved, like, I forgot how fast he can move. Like, when he shows up in that first scene in Ninja Turtles 2 and he starts, like, spin kicking and just, like, fighting these guys, this dude is, like, he's quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was insane. I was like, if I blink, I'll miss a move. Like, he's that quick.
Well, I mean, he's a Ninja Turtle. He fights with the Ninja Turtles because he was Michelangelo, I believe, in the original Ninja Turtles.
I think so, yeah.
And then he was, what, he fights
then he was Arnold Keno, Schwarzenegger. The pizza delivery guy.
He's in Red Sonja.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's also in Big Trouble in Little China.
Probably.
Yeah.
He fights Leslie Nielsen. Surf Ninjas.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's badass.
I'll keep bringing it back because
That's a good.
I think he's in Rush Hour 2 also.
That's a good Comic-Con costume. Leslie Nielsen's
character in Surf Ninjas.
Yeah. Colonel from Surf Ninjas.
Yeah.
Like the 10 people who get it would be like, nice, man. Well done.
But you got to have the Surf Ninjas, the three kids with you.
Right.
Or you could just walk around with the Game Gear and be like, I'm one of the Surf Ninjas.
You could probably get a Game Gear for like $5 on eBay now. But
anyway, The Rundown is awesome. Good fun. PG-13.
Could you pull up who wrote it? I want to say it's somebody, it's like Vanderbilt, maybe?
R.J. Stewart.
Oh, I don't know this guy. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, and James Vanderbilt. But R.J. Stewart wrote the story.
Yeah. That's a good movie, man. Just overall. It's a lot of fun. And just the fact that jungle movies are fun. Like, Romancing the Stone, fucking fun-ass movie. It's in the jungle. I don't know why, like, you say your movie in the jungle? The Jungle Book is fucking fun.
Jungle to jungle?
Yeah. Why not?
What? No.
He said, yeah.
No.
That was a setup.
What's Jungle to Jungle?
It's with Tim Allen.
Oh,
it's great. Come on.
I'm just going to agree with anything jungle. This movie's awesome, though.
Ace Ventura, the number two. Jungle. Yeah.
When Nature Calls.
Yeah. That one's in a jungle.
But good pick, man. I don't know why that's not on my list. Damn
you. I don't
know
either.
Fuck you, dude. All right, Matt. Got to bring it.
All right. Well, we already just kind of talked about it, but my number five is The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, okay.
Mainly nice. Because when I was watching it, I was like, this is Point Break.
Yeah.
They just remade Point Break with race cars, and I'm loving the hell out of it. And randomly, like about a month ago, I had only seen the first Fast and the Furious, and I was like, this is wrong. I need to catch up. So I caught up on Fast 1 through 5. And, you know, the first one is kind of a standalone gem. It's number two is god awful. It's a piece of garbage.
Yeah. I don't acknowledge
it. And then I found out about this timeline where Tokyo Drift actually happens after everything that we're already watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 Drift.
Yeah.
7 if it's coming out.
So 7 so and 8. Tokyo Drift is really part 7.
Tokyo Drift is really the end story at this point, unless they make some sort of
Because at the end of spoiler alert, guys. At the end of 6,
don't tell me I still have to watch it.
You find out. Oh, really?
I do.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. Okay, never mind. Okay. I thought you were caught up.
No, I still have Fast 6 to watch.
Okay.
Or Furious 6. I'm not sure which it is.
Well, that's. It
I don't
was,
know either. Actually.
Yeah, they had like there were the title on the marquee was not the same as the title at the beginning of the movie. I remember.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the movie, it was Furious 6, but on the marquee, I always like got up fast. And go,
"Excuse really? Me, yeah. sir, this is the wrong movie.
Yeah,
I know.
Your
yeah.
I bought the off. Wrong ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
But I mean, just watching it again, I was like, "This is Point Break, which I have an unhealthy love for.
Yeah.
And so watching that one was just, it was great. And, you know, it's stupid. And again, it's car chase, it's car porn. It's, I just love the hell out of it. It's everything about it. Just, I enjoy rewatching it when I was watching the whole series. I was like, this is a kind of a nice standalone gem. 2 was terrible. 3 was all right. 4 was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 was great. Like,
yeah.
I loved it. And
it's a weird, like, each is their own, like, oh, I don't know. It's like a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
It's just all over the place. Well, like, what's happening? And then it becomes Ocean's 11.
I read this weird article about how, I think it's Justin Lin who directed 5. Mm-hmm. He said that he was inspired by the Golden Girls for Fast 5 because he talked about how there was this mega crossover between the Golden Girls, Empty Nest, and one more show that was happening like all at the same time that took place in Florida and there was a hurricane. So they did like this mega crossover between all three shows. And he said that's wait, what...
Was it... Key West?
It was some other sitcom.
Key West wasn't a sitcom. So it was
no, Golden Girls, Empty
Evening
Nest.
Shade? Oh, no, that wasn't in Florida.
No,
that
it was like... I don't remember what the third one was.
But how did it inspire? I don't understand.
Because he was pulling people from all these different movies to come together to make this heist. Because Tyrese is from Too Fast, and then you've got Han from Tokyo Drift, who was still alive.
Hold on, but that just makes me really respect Justin Lin for the fact that he was Golden Girls. Yeah, like that was an empty nest.
That's what he cited, and whatever that third one was. And then you got the girl, from Fast and Furious, who was like the one that Han started dating.
All right.
So it's like, you know, you had all these people come together from all these different movies to make this one heist, and he said, "Damn, that's Golden Girls inspired me when they did this mega crossover."
That makes me love Fast Five even more.
Right? Exactly. So I enjoyed the hell out of the first one because, like I said, it was Point Break.
My favorite thing is of the whole series is that Han is a character from Better Luck Tomorrow. Did you see this? Mm-hmm. Like that's my favorite part. Better Luck Tomorrow is Justin Lin's first movie. It's like this indie, like it's about. How would you describe this?
Okay, so it's tough to describe. So it's basically these Asian geeks become like a certain little criminal underworld.
Like mobsters, kind of.
Yeah, they want to be good fellas.
Yeah, and that was kind of happening in L.A. at the time. Like the Asian boys gang was kind of like rising up here.
Okay.
And it was like really interesting. Like it was kind of like them organizing like a crime syndicate, basically. Mm-hmm. And Han was a character in that movie. And it's cool to see that, like, that he pops up in the series because it's the same name. It's the same character, same actor, actually. It's okay. So,
and I really like him.
He's really good.
Yeah. I loved him in Tokyo Drift, and I was like, oh, this guy's great. And then he died, and I was like, well, this is bullshit. Then he showed up, and I was like, oh, okay, so that's technically a sequel, prequel.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was just great. Like, he's so cool and laid back, and he was eating all the time.
Wasn't he in, Live Free or Die Hard? I think he was one of the FBI guys.
Was he?
Yeah, he's one of he had a small part, but yeah. I remember thinking like, oh, Han's in this. But yeah, so I like it's cool that the fact that you in the timeline that his character in that movie in Better Luck Tomorrow could be the same Han? I mean, basically, but of how like he's traveled the world now and he's become a bigger criminal. But
I like that.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that you put that movie in there. Yeah. Smart. All right. Where are we at? My number four? Mm-hmm. My number four is from 2000.
Wait, I'm sorry. The Fast and the Furious was 2001.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My number four from 2000, and it is Gladiator. Mm. My phone's ringing. Sorry, guys.
Dubstep.
I know. So, Gladiator. Who doesn't like Gladiator? You, Matt?
Well, I have an issue with Gladiator in the sense that it did not deserve 13 Academy Award nominations by any means at all. It maybe costume, maybe set design. That was about it. Like, best picture? Absolutely not. Best actor? No. Best supporting? No. Script? No. Like, the 13 that it got, I thought was
Joaquin Phoenix won?
Maybe. I don't remember. I know Russell Crowe won, which I thought was not right. But there's a lot of Oscar wins that have happened that are not right.
Hey, what you do in life echoes in eternity, all right, man?
What's that?
What you do in life echoes in eternity.
So I've heard. but yeah, I just my problem with it was the Academy Award nominations. When I left, I was like, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then they were like, it's 13 Oscars worthy. And I was like, no, it's not. I kind of hate this movie now. I've watched it again and I still like it, but there's kind of that like gut reaction to Gladiator for me.
I don't think I was even paying attention to the Oscars then, or I was, you know.
In 2000?
I think I was doing something else.
You didn't know Ryan yet.
Yeah, probably. probably. But it was just such a fun, and all these action pieces, like just the scene with the tigers, when they came out, I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like,
I had a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I do think Russell Crowe is badass in it, but I do think it's weird that he won the Oscar for this instead of Beautiful Mind. I was like, really?
Yeah.
It was like backwards.
Yeah.
And then again, my only problem is I just have this sort of increasing distaste for Joaquin Phoenix.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I love Joaquin Phoenix in this.
I know.
He's a good villain.
Oh, he's so easy to hate in it. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why he's good. But I can. He's getting a little too fucking out there.
I mean, he was always so out there. Like, honestly, the movie I love him the most in. Is
Inventing the Habits?
Parenthood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Such a weird movie to like him.
He's like weird and quiet and withdrawn the whole time, so he's not really saying much.
Yeah.
Don't have to deal with him a lot.
Yeah.
It's an ensemble cast, so it doesn't rest on him.
So John Logan is one of the main screenwriters on this, who is also now a screenwriter on all the Bond movies now. He did a Skyfall. And he's going to be, I think he's going to be the sole screenwriter on the next one, which I dig because he's a good writer. He wrote Aviator. He wrote this. Good stuff. I like Ridley Scott, you know? This was kind of something different out of his wheelhouse, and just cool battle scenes. Just the first battle scene, like, it just looks cool. Like, I remember loving this movie. This is one of the movies I never get tired of. I watch it on TV when it's on, you know, cable. It's awesome. I do agree that I didn't remember it winning all these awards. So I may, if I'd known that, maybe.
It was the Oscar darling that
year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is cool that an action movie wins all these awards. Like, you know, like, you don't ever see that very often. But, yeah.
I feel like you did a lot in the 2000s.
Yeah?
I don't know. Like Lord of the Rings and...
Oh, I fucking hate Lord of the Rings.
I will choke you across this table. Seriously.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You hate Lord of the Rings?
Another one for the group.
Are you kidding me? You hate Lord of the Rings?
I'm not alone.
Yeah. I was going to say back up. Like, oh. Oh, man.
So did you love The Hobbit?
I didn't love The Hobbit.
Okay. No, I didn't either.
No, the original... This is my new original trilogy. Yeah. The original trilogy of Lord of the Rings is amazing.
Ask him, Adam.
Okay. The theatrical release or the extended editions?
Extended editions.
Whoa. And do they count as one movie or are they three separate movies?
Hardcore.
The correct answer is three separate movies.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are three separate. I saw, well, see, because I sat and I watched what I called Dorkathon 2003, because I saw Extended Fellowship followed by Extended Two Towers followed by the premiere of Return of the King in the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to see, like, you know.
How long was that?
12 hours. Oh, it was Jesus. Amazing. But we didn't, the only person that we got.
They gave out catheters?
Yeah. No. Oh, really? You think a bunch of nerds would, nah, they're just in their pants.
That's why you buy the big drink, so you just drink it and piss it right back out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely three movies. It's not through enough to be one cohesive movie. It's three really well done fantasy movies.
Okay, well, and also, what sick fuck would make a movie that's that long? One movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Because that's sadistic.
Well, Extended Return of the King is just amazing, though. It's so good. It's 4.5 hours of pure delight.
I'd rather watch Conan.
I've only seen...
The Jason Momoa one?
Yes.
Okay, be serious.
I've only seen The Lord of the Rings once. All three movies, I've only seen them once ever.
So you haven't even seen the extended cuts?
No.
Okay, well, at least I've invested the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I get to hate a little bit more than you do, because I've actually... Okay, so the blog that I started originally...
You just look like a fool, because if you didn't like the theatrical, why would you watch the extended cut?
Well, no, but I didn't... Okay, so when we started the blog, when we started shooting the script, we were doing our top 20 of the decade, and Brian put all three as one movie. Like, whoa, I call shenanigans. And then I was like, also, I don't think they were that great, so I had to rewatch them. And he put all three as one, and all three extended editions. So I was like, all right, fuck, well, I have to confirm this for myself. It's like, yeah, no, I disagree that they're one movie, and I don't like them. They're not bad movies, though. They are a cinematic achievement, but again, it's just like,
you don't like them in general, or theatrical versus extended?
I mean, I didn't hate the theatrical when I saw them in theaters, okay. But I also wasn't the one who waited in line all day. I'm like, hey, you guys wait in line all day, I'm gonna go hang out with, you know, like a girl.
What's that?
It's like a guy, but a little bit different.
Okay. Her parts are inverted.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have it. Well,
do you know what this is?
No idea. Never been around him.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never as excited. Like, I didn't read the books growing up. So, yeah, it wasn't my...
Year was that? Does that count? That's an action movie. Action fantasy.
It was 2001, 2002, and 2003.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
I don't even know. I tried.
He's like, those are my top three.
I'll try. Yeah. You're ruining my list.
Sorry. So it was to you. I'm sorry. It was to you.
I like the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I'm not an extended version type of person, but I don't like long movies in general. The Michael Mann podcast was really hard for me.
we did an episode where we just talked about all Michael Mann's movies.
Oh, okay.
And she had really to watch long. All of them. And she's like,
they're all like 3 hours. That sucks.
Miami Vice was number one, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. Five stars.
I liked it.
It wasn't Miami Vice. That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's the only problem.
It should have been called something else.
That's its only problem.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Jenny, what's your number four?
I don't even get me started. Okay, my number four is 2003's. I changed my list around because you put Fast and the Furious, and I had it, but I had so many other ones that I could switch it around a little bit. So for my number four, I put 2003's Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, the first one.
That's a good choice.
See, I wish Lone Ranger, I mean, from what I hear from Adam, I haven't seen Lone Ranger, but that's what, when watching the trailer, I'm like, oh, that it's part one, Pirates of the Caribbean part one with horses and a...
It's Jack Sparrow really, and
really,
Whiteface.
Really offensive Native American.
Yeah.
I love Curse of the Black Pearl.
I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah. I was like right at that age where it was perfect for me when it came out because I was like still kind of a kid-ish. Kind of.
You look down at the day.
But like also an adult where I knew I could still enjoy it in the future too. So... I love everything about it. It's got great action in it. It's that whole scene where they're in the town and all the fire and all that shit. It's awesome.
Kano's in this, isn't it? Kano, the guy who played Kano in Mortal Kombat. I think he's one of the pirates in the town.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm hearing his voice.
Well, I knew that this was a huge gamble in general because historically pirate movies tanked. Like, I mean, Cutthroat Island. Like most
pirates. Which I love. I shouldn't. It's so bad, but I love it. It's such a silly, stupid movie.
It's ridiculous.
Matthew Modine as a pirate makes no sense.
No, none whatsoever. But yeah, so like it was one of those things that people were kind of like, well, if this one does okay, then maybe we got something. But
yeah.
It was so good. Like it was just...
Oh, yeah. It might have been... No. Well, see, I was at that age where I was still kind of young, so... I probably had seen, you know, Three Musketeers before this or something, but it was one of my first movies that I really enjoyed the sword fighting, to be honest. Like, that whole sword fighting scene, I loved it.
And the blacksmith shop was awesome.
Yeah.
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 This was, and isn't Naomi Harris in this? In the end,
I think she's in the second one.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she's in the first one.
Oh, man, this was such a fun movie.
But it's got a good, Jeffrey Rush.
The dude from The Office. The Dwight of the British Office is in this.
Oh yeah,
in part one, he's good.
He's got the googly, wooden eye.
Yeah, the parlay.
Yeah, congenious. Which I found out he was in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, he's the guy. Yeah,
he was unrecognizable.
He's a weird eye guy too.
He was the warg.
Yeah,
is he dead?
We don't know. He looked pretty fucking dead. But
I haven't seen his last season, so I hope you're not talking about it.
I'm sorry.
You don't know who.
Hey,
the person is.
They all die. They're in a snow globe.
Okay.
But yeah, this is such a fun, like, I was so disappointed by the sequels. Like, so disappointed.
Two was okay. Three was an atrocity.
Three was awful.
Yeah. I was okay with two because Bill Nye was, see him,
yeah.
Bill Nye's just awesome.
He's amazing in anything. Definitely.
And Naomi Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, two was weird.
I just love the scenes where they're in the city and two was like all on the ship. And I didn't like that as much. I don't know.
One, did they get stranded in part one? Like,
yes, Naomi? With the rum.
Yes.
Where has all the rum gone?
Yeah.
That's part one.
Where's the rum gone?
that's who you should cosplay as.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
There's not going to be 11 billion of those.
Yeah. No one's ever been him.
Never.
With the hopes of getting laid.
No, you know what you should go as? You should go as Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh,
has that ever been done?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll try that.
I'm pretty sure I'll give it a shot. Been able to do that.
Great.
No one's been able to.
No one's been able to approximate that performance.
My favorite Comic-Con costume was Fat Spider-Man. Because he had like a legitimately good costume, like well made. Like I'm sure he got it sent. And it just stretched out a little bit.
A little bit.
but he would get down, like, he'd do the poses, and like, dude, for a fat dude, he's really limber, dude. But yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pimp awesome. Boba Fett's really good, too.
Yeah.
Boba Fett?
Pimp Boba Fett, yeah.
You also saw Princess Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, little baby girl. Princess Darth Vader in a little princess pink outfit.
Wow.
Yeah. She had the mask and everything.
I've seen a picture, yeah.
It was pretty, so cute.
Pretty cute. Good pick, though.
Yeah, that's my number four.
Well, that's a good pick. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of tunnel visioning, like, all right, it's got to be straight ahead. No, I didn't want to overlap, so no sci-fi.
Yeah,
no fantasy. But that's a good pick.
So, what did you pick for number four?
So you're saying I shouldn't have picked that?
No, it was a good pick because I wasn't gonna pick it. Wait, what number are we on?
Three.
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Sorry.
Do you know where we are?
No.
I don't even know where we're at. Okay, my number four is from 2004, and it's District B13.
Nice.
I never saw this.
It's really good.
Really?
It's the parkour. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the parkour action movie. And then the dude, the choreographer, Cyril Raffaelli, he's like, he's the bad guy in Live Free or Die Hard. No. Wait.
Yeah. Oh, in the beginning. He's the guy doing the parkour in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who gets it in the fan at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, cool.
And he's also in, anyone see... Oh, Kiss of the Dragon, that Jet Li, Richard Fonda movie.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I love all of early American Jet Li movies. And then
including Lethal Weapon 4?
Including Lethal Weapon 4.
All right.
Hey. I love all Lethal Weapons. If they made a 5 and it was crappy, I'd still go watch it.
I saw Mel Gibson at that screening of Badlands.
Really?
I don't see a Lethal Weapon 5 in his future.
Really?
He looks really old.
Well, he's gonna be a Machete. The second Machete sequel.
Well, he was there just watching Badlands.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
As the president,
was he getting mobbed by everybody?
No. Oh. Well, I feel like people want to leave him alone. They don't really know how he's going to react,
especially the Jewish community.
No comments.
So where are we at? What are we doing?
District B13.
Okay.
So yeah.
What's the storyline on that?
Okay. So even though I did just say that I didn't want to have any genre overlaps, it's technically set in the future. Because it came out in 2004, but it's set in 2010.
Whoa.
And it's like...
Too far ahead.
Yeah. We lived through it!
Yeah. It's already happened, but it's okay, because it was in France.
Okay.
So it's basically like...
They don't matter.
Crime has gotten so bad that they have put a wall up around this district. And this guy's trying to get back in to like save his girlfriend. And since they put a wall around the district, everyone does parkour to like get around. And they send a cop in to like take down this mob boss of the district... And
With parkour.
Well, the cop uses the guy, like the... Okay, hold on. I probably should use the character's name so it's less confusing. So this guy, I don't even know how to say it because it's in French. Leto, however you say
his name. Let's call him Jared Leto.
Okay, so Jared Leto needs to get back into District B13.
And he's a parkour guy.
Okay. And he's in trouble with the police. And so they make a deal with this cop to help the cop get into the district and like overthrow this... overlord who's got there's a bomb involved. Yeah, he's got a neutron bomb. Okay, so it's Escape from New York in France with parkour.
And Jared Leto.
Someone's gonna be so pissed when they watch this. He's like, he's not in this anywhere. It's bullshit.
I'm sorry. French Jared Leto.
Oh, Jenny. Wow.
Sorry.
She's very upset that Jared Leto's in this movie.
He's not in it?
She's like, fuck Jared Leto. Fuck French.
Sorry.
So French Jared Leto, he gets a girl, probably, right? Because there's a sequel. Or he doesn't.
There is. I haven't seen the sequel. I have been meaning to. I just keep putting it off.
What's the district? B13?
B13 is the name of the district.
Welcome to the film podcast. Yes, evidently.
That's the title of the movie is the name of the district, District B13.
But the sequel, is it B14?
No, it's B13 Ultimatum.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
All right.
And then Supremacy.
Yeah. And then
all
Legacy.
All right.
It's a lot of fun. Crazy parkour.
Parkour's fun.
The first
especially
fight
when people
scene,
eat so it.
The first fight scene in this movie is like when you meet the cop, they just send him into this nightclub to like take down the nightclub like on his own. And it's like a one man, I want to say it's one take. And he just basically beats the shit out of everybody in this nightclub. And it's awesome.
Have you seen Ombak?
I haven't seen Ombak yet.
Oh, fucking A, dude. Have you guys, anybody seen Ombak?
I haven't seen any of them. And I hear they're amazing. Dude,
they look really cool. I don't
they
know
look
why.
Great.
Rory's backing me up in the corner. He's over there masturbating. But
we're not supposed to look directly at him.
I know. Don't look at him.
Okay.
No, it should have been on this list. I don't know what year it came out. Maybe I'll move around my list. But anyway, I'll talk about it later because I may add it to my list.
I don't know if District B13 is still on Instant, but it was for a while. I feel like the sequel is the one that's on.
I think
Instant
now.
No,
the sequel is. Because I was curious about it when it came out, but
the first one's great. It's a lot of fun. It's just like martial arts action and shoot 'em up.
Was this produced by Besson?
Luc Besson? Yeah. I want to say it was.
He
because I feel like
put
you can't
name...
have a French movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he wrote it.
Oh wow.
He's
okay.
One of the writers. So I'm assuming he produced it too.
Yeah. Well, he
you
wrote...
can't have a French movie with people doing karate or shooting stuff that Luc Besson is not somehow involved.
Well,
in.
Well, Taken is Luc Besson. So
yeah.
There you go. All right, Matt.
Oh, God.
I saw you editing. You're furiously editing.
I'm trying to work shit out because I have a lot of stuff. But for number four, I'm going to say Transporter 2 because it's awesome. If it's one of those movies that like you watch the first Transporter and it takes itself too seriously and you're kind of like, okay, that was cool. Transporter 2, they basically go, he can defy all everything.
Yeah,
he does a car flip and gets a bomb off the bottom of his car on a construction hook because he hooks it perfectly, lands and drives the Audi away. Like, this movie is fucking ridiculous, and it's so amazing because it's the Statham doing, you know, what he does. it's Statham just kicking ass and, you know, saving a kid and just being so fucking awesome. And it's one of those it's almost kind of like an old 80s action movie. But in 2000, I think it was 2005.
And Besson produced this one too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's involved with all those Transporter movies, as far as I know.
I'm not going to lie, I had the first one on my list.
Yeah.
But I'm going to move it now.
Transporter 2.
Wait, so the first one's the one with the grease fight, though?
I think so, yeah.
Where he just oils up the floor and slips around in it and beats the shit out of the room.
Yeah.
I love them all,
though. That's what people do.
Well, yeah, that's how you get things done.
Transporter 2 is just, it's so friggin' ridiculous.
Okay, so that's the one with
that's the one who's got like the crazy
blonde chick,
German or Swedish chick who's got the giant guns and she's walking around in lingerie the whole time for no reason. Yeah, it's great.
And well, villains do that sometimes.
Yeah, well, obviously, but I mean, it's completely ridiculous. Matthew Modine also in it as like, you know, the bad husband,
right,
and it's stupid, but God,
it's
is it good?
Much fun.
It's
Jason
so fun.
Statham can just beat people up like
the
nobody's
can
business.
Do anything. Like, I love the Crank movies too. Like.
Dude, don't step on my list.
Sorry, brother. Sorry. So, Transporter 2, that's my number four, because it's retardedly awesome.
I don't think I've seen the second one. I think I've only seen the first one.
You have to do yourself a favor. And
it's
see
a sequel
one.
That he's actually seen.
Yeah, wow.
I've seen a lot of sequels, and this one did not make me question how much I liked the first one.
There you go.
So, there you go.
That's good news.
So, how many? There's three, you said?
There's three, yeah. I haven't seen the third one yet.
I have seen the third one. I feel like the third one gets even sillier.
Really?
The third one?
I kind of feel like I blocked it out.
Okay.
Because the first one, it's with the girl in the trunk.
Yep. And kind of serious.
And the dude from Fast and the Furious. The guy who is convinced that Paul Walker is
yes.
a cop.
Oh, yes.
He's the bad guy in it.
Who wears the mesh tank top all the time.
Yeah,
the mesh tank top. Right, okay.
Vince. And I want to get one of those for Comic-Con.
The second one is the kid and the girl who he seemed to fall in love with in the first one is just gone randomly.
Yeah.
And then the third one is a new love interest.
It's with Teabag, no? Teabag's in it.
Teabag is in it. Yeah. Right? He's the bad guy. And then the new girl has like orange hair.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's all
over. Oh, and she's in the trunk, isn't she?
Well, I
that's the first one.
I think she's like handcuffed to him.
In the
something.
Third one, it's like something.
I feel
like
this is the same
she's
movie.
Gonna like.
I feel like
ideas. The third one is like Fortress, where they've got like explosive collars around their necks.
Oh yeah,
right.
If
something gets messed up, their heads are gonna. If they get too far away, their heads are gonna blow up.
If he goes below 50 miles an hour, he blows up. Or it's something weird.
They're in all this peril, but if they don't have sex.
Well, they have to
die.
Sex.
Yeah, you have to have sex.
You have to have sex. Yeah. You have to do karate. You have to shoot things, and you have to jump your car over things that's physically impossible to jump them over.
Is this Transporter or Crank?
Both.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. My number three is from 2003. Oh, nice. And I just edited my list, so it's Ong Bak. I love that movie. So Rory in the corner and I are the only ones who have seen this movie. But honestly, one of the craziest fucking scenes is that one take. It's one take, and he's going up, like, stairs, and it's one, I think, take all the way up.
Awesome.
And it's just
how many
him.
Flights of stairs is it?
Rory?
A lot.
Maybe, like, five? Like, it's insane. Like, it's insane. And I don't know how, like, is it.
Feels like 20 could be two.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, it's definitely more than two, but it's one of those scenes, like, you've seen like Hard Boiled, you know, that one long take, and this kind of beats it because this guy is like just being the shit out of people, and it's, you know, it's Tony Ha, and I think he went crazy. Like, there was a crazy story because he got paid a bunch of money to do the sequel, and then like he disappeared, and people thought he was kidnapped, and
he's the Asian Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's like fuck this, I got to step away, go to Africa, you know, and. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It just starts off and it just doesn't stop. Action all the way. It's a Thai movie. Here we go. When the head of a sacred statue goes missing. A young martial arts artist goes on to the big city to find it and take care of business. Yes.
Wait, so he beats everybody up because they stole the head of a statue?
Yeah, yeah. Basically. You don't need it.
That's Thailand, man.
This movie doesn't have to have a storyline. Period. It's just, it should be called Ass Kicking. Thailand Ass Kicking, part one and two. All right, that is my number three.
Nice.
What is
I didn't do any martial arts movies because I'd done them in the other...
In the martial arts podcast?
Yeah, in the martial arts podcast, so wow. I didn't do any.
I also, you know, didn't put any sci-fi in mine.
Well, I put fantasy, too. Anyways, my number three is... my number three is 2004's Team America.
Nice.
Oh, look at you.
Nice. That I'd throw in a little a bold curveball statement. There.
Yeah.
Is there an unrated version of this movie?
Probably.
There has to be.
It has more extended sex scenes.
Oh, with man, puppet
sex scenes.
I'm fairly certain there's an unrated version.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's got to be unrated originally, right?
It was so funny.
How is it not unrated?
I remember my dad called me up and he said, so I saw that Team America movie. And I was like, yeah? What'd you think? He said, well, every time I was laughing, I knew I shouldn't be as hard as I was. But God damn it, did I love that movie. He was like, when he was puking in the alley for like 7 minutes, I kept laughing and I couldn't stop. I feel bad about myself, but man, I love that movie. And I was like, you did good, Dad. You did a good job.
He did good.
My favorite joke for the longest time was Matt Damon. Matt Damon. There's a documentary on. Jenny, do you know what the documentary is called on the South Park documentary?
Six Days to Air. Yeah,
it's a good documentary.
It's great.
Yeah. Good pick. There are some really good action scenes with puppets.
They just blow up Paris, don't they?
Yeah.
I love when they actually are doing kung fu and they basically just put them up against each other and kind of jostle them around. Like there's no actual kung fu moves.
What's his name? Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il?
Kim Jong-il. He's amazing. I'm so lonely. I love it. I guess this is officially the only musical I like.
Yeah,
yeah. What about South Park the Musical? Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
You know what? I've never seen it. I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Dude.
Confession so time.
That's really?
That's really weird. Okay,
isn't that what MK is from?
You can do it. It's all in your head.
Isn't that what that one's from?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I haven't seen it. So maybe it may. I probably like it. So
you would probably like it.
It is very much a musical.
It's very much a musical.
Those guys are interesting dudes. They're just
great. Yeah. They are great people.
They're Tony Award winning for musicals.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right. So
they've won everything now.
They're about to go EGOT. I think. I think they have. They have a Tony. They have an Emmy. I think they have a Grammy. They just need an Oscar.
Well, they're Oscar nominated.
Yeah, they are Oscar nominated, but they haven't won. To go EGOT, you got to win Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
I forgot what podcast I was listening to where they talked about how they dropped acid before the Oscars. And they were just freaking the
that
fuck out.
That makes sense.
They were just freaking out.
The year where they wore dresses, right?
Yeah.
The J-Lo and the Gwyneth Paltrow dress, yeah.
And how, like, for a long time, they loved to take pictures. They would fart next to celebrity, then take a picture of it. Like that moment where they realized like the celebrity was like, something smells bad. Took a picture of it. And he's like, we have tons of pictures of tons of celebrities.
It's kind
like
of
smelling
amazing.
Their farts.
It's kind of amazing. Tony Award winning.
Yeah, there you go. So good pick. Good number. Where are we? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what is your number three?
My number three, this might come as a surprise, but it's 2006. Crank.
What? Okay. Some asshole didn't ruin that earlier, that's for sure.
Nobody stepped on that at all.
Crank 1 and 2. This could be a tie. Because 2 is even... It's worse, but it's better.
I don't even have words for Crank 2. I'm waiting for Crank 3.
I consider it one movie, by the way.
I'm kidding. Crank 1 and 2? Absolutely. You could play them one movie.
It is totally. It's like the next day, kind of.
Yeah. He's basically scraped up with a shovel from the pavement and then goes.
He survives.
Yeah. He survives a 30,000 drop.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so good.
No, but it's okay because the car breaks his fall.
It's like an airbag.
Is so over the top. And this is... I didn't... get a chance to see Ghost Rider, the sex sequel, Spirit of Vengeance.
Spirit of Vengeance.
Because I know it's the same dudes, Neville Dean and Taylor or whatever mm-hmm. their names are. But
they did Gamer too, though, didn't they?
Oh, that was fucking horrible.
It was.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was horrible.
I could smell that trailer when I watched it.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Ugh. Yeah. But these Krang movies are so fun.
Well, I remember reading about it originally. And they were like, people were writing about like the ultimate high concept movie ever, Krang is coming out. And they had a picture of Jason Statham riding the motorcycle in the hospital gown. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I need to see this
but
movie.
But I have to see this movie, yeah.
And it was amazing. It's just so stupid. This is probably the stupidest movie on my list.
Is this the one, or is it part two, where he's having sex with Amy Smart?
I think that's
Chinatown.
It's in both. Oh, okay. That's the first one.
The first one's Chinatown.
The second one is
the racetrack. Yeah.
And the older Asian lady is like, oh.
Yeah. Like the whole crowd ends up watching them.
Yes. Yeah.
And then
she rubs up against that lady too. He's trying to create static electricity.
That's that the part second two? One.
Oh. There's either one movie to me.
And Glenn Howerton's in it.
Yeah.
In both of them.
Dwight Yoakam.
I don't remember him.
You're thinking of Panic Room.
He's in this, isn't he?
Is he? No.
Isn't he the dude he keeps calling?
Oh, yeah, he's a doctor.
Yes. See? He's the doctor. You're right.
And David Carradine's in the second one, not the first
really?
One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He's the dude who gets his heart. Movies.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah.
I know Chester Bennington keeps showing up because these guys did, like, Linkin Park videos or something.
What's the name? Cliff something, isn't it? Cliff Martinez? No. Cliff. Collins. Cliff. Clifton Collins?
Clifton Collins Jr. is the bad guy in the second
in
one.
In sequel.
He's got like the cat of nine tails and cuts the guy's nipple off. Yeah.
Efren Ramirez.
Oh, yeah. He plays like a weird, like, isn't
he plays
a drag
twins.
Queen? Is he a drag queen?
One of them's a drag queen and one of them's just a normal dude.
Oh, man.
But it's just so bizarre and over the top. And like just the premise of you have to keep your heart rate up or you're going to die. It's kind of amazing and all the crazy shit he does.
Yeah.
Like it's exactly the movie.
What's his name? Chef Chilios. I feel like you could only say it in his accent, or
you have to talk like a Stafe when you talk about Krang. The kid who played young Chev too is amazing. Like when they do the talk show part in Krang 2, where they're like, you know, why do you act this way, Chev? He's like, don't know, sir. I just feel like fucking shit up. Yeah. Like the kid is incredible. He's so good.
See, Krang 1 and 2 are one movie to me.
And Bai Ling is in the second one.
Yeah. Has she ever been good? What is she known for? Like, she's horrible in everything she's in. I guess
The Pro,
she's good. Because she's just...
Lost?
Yeah. Oh, man, she's horrible in everything.
What was that reality show she was on? She was really good at being herself and being crazy.
Oh, she's in Maid. She doesn't talk, but she's in Maid, by the way. All right, well, good pick. I'm loving that. So, Matt, what do you got for us?
Number three, I wasn't here for the martial arts podcast, but my number three is Kung Fu Hustle, because it's incredible. It's like a live-action Looney Tunes cartoon, and it's just amazing.
I never saw this.
You've never seen Kung Fu? It's fantastic.
It's one of my favorite.
Really?
It's so good. Like, it starts out, and it's got like this kind of Old West feel, and then all of a sudden they're doing like a taiko drum number, and like these guys are dancing. It's the Axe Gang, and they're dancing.
It's a musical. He's not going to like it.
Yeah, no, it's not a musical. Don't sell them like that. But I mean, like, they're kicking people, and they're bouncing off buildings like a pinball machine, and there's like this old couple that have these like weird kung fu powers. It's just, it's a friggin' mind bend, and it's so good. Like, it's so good.
You should be,
should absolutely see Kung Fu Hustle.
This is the guy who was originally going to direct The Green Hornet, so...
Yes, and he did Shaolin Soccer as well.
What was that?
I didn't see Shaolin Soccer. I heard it was good.
Great. Yeah?
I
like the
better. Than Shaolin?
Yeah.
He also did... he just did something... It was like CB3 or something. It was like him and his son and like a little alien shows up. I don't remember... I think it only got released in Hong Kong. It didn't get a wide release, but people really liked it. It was like...
They had
The Sunset of Fire?
Yeah, The Sunset of Fire.
Yeah, I remember that. It got like a huge... People were like, this movie's so
good!
That
was around the same time as Let the Right One In.
And then it left.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It was like Asian Flubber.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
But really,
that's my
but
high
good.
Concept pitch.
But really Asian good.
Flubber. You should just go to foreign markets and just pitch stuff. You're like Krang, Asian Krang.
Oh, okay, so now I want to talk about Japanese Unforgiven.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That looks
let's
awesome.
Take, let's take a moment to talk about it. Let's all get serious, guys. It looks exactly like Unforgiven, but with samurai swords. It looks badass.
And Ken Watanabe.
Yes.
Is he playing the Clint Eastwood role?
Yeah.
I thought that was him.
It looks so perfect.
But all the beats are the same. Like, they've got everything's the same. Like, the Gene Hackman character, they have everything. It looks badass.
It looks really cool.
Yes. Even the cinematography looks exactly the same.
Hmm. You get that scene that he has when he's talking about avenging her, like in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks
really
good.
He's all scarred up.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
So Unforgiven?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kung Fu Hustle. When did that come out?
That came out. Let me just double check my notes real quick. I think it came out like 2003. But it could be completely. Thank you.
Oh, look at
2004. So it's almost 10 years old already.
Cool.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's great. See it.
I got to see it. Yeah. Now I have two on my list.
Yeah.
South Park, and Kung Fu Hustle. Awesome. All right. My number two is from 2001, and it is Black Hawk Down. Nonstop action.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that? Historical history, action.
Historical
could be action
history
too.
As opposed to
that's how I like.
Oh, sorry, historical action. Historical.
I like my history historical.
It's historian historical history. Wow,
I prefer fictional history.
Yeah. historical action. There you go. Sorry, I know. Like, yeah, it happened, but it's an action movie. It's nonstop. Tom Sizemore is amazing in this. He's just fucking yelling at people. This is pre rehab. So. He was still a little wiry.
It's probably post-rehab like three times.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. But this movie, I guess I have two Ridley Scott movies in my list. So
you do.
Again, Ridley Scott completely doing something totally different. Totally different. And being badass at it. So I think when he revisits stuff is when he doesn't do well. Prometheus was horrible. Let's not talk about it.
I was the one person who didn't give a shit about seeing that movie.
Yeah,
I didn't care at all.
Lucky you.
I didn't care, and I'm really happy I didn't because I heard nothing but bad about it.
Don't see it.
Yeah.
This movie starts off it's like nonstop. Like everything is amazing. Like even the stuff where just people talk. Like Eric Bana, one of the coolest characters in this movie. I love Eric Bana in this. I like Eric Bana. Period. But this movie's filled with
everyone in this.
Everybody in this, even if they're not like Josh Hartnett, who's okay, he's good in this.
Aaron Eckhart's in it too, isn't he?
So
he's always good.
Let me rattle off some fucking names here. Josh Hartnett, Ewan McGregor, Tom Sizemore, Eric Bana, William Fichtner, Sam Shepard, Kim Coates, Hugh Dancy. I can't pronounce his name. Mr.
You
Fantastic.
Say Hugh Dancy, but you skip over Ewan Bremmer. That's weird.
Ewan Bremmer. He was on my list.
Oh, well, he's there.
Danny Hodge, Jason Isaacs, Jeremy Piven. Oh, I forgot he was in this. There's so many fucking people in this. And, like, in small-ass parts. Orlando Bloom, he's, like, in one little scene.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, yes! He's in this. I forgot about that.
I forgot, too.
Bane. He's all...
Wait, what's his name? The Kingslayer.
The Kingslayer.
Jamie Lannister.
Oh, is he in it too?
Yeah, he's one of the helicopter pilots.
Ty Burrell's in this? I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, he's really good. He's one of the medics.
Oh, shit, man. Every time I rewatch this movie, you recognize a new cast. You're like, that guy just
basically
broke.
Everybody is in this movie.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Is anyone.
Yeah.
It's the Lord of the Rings of military movies.
Yeah.
If you will.
great action and just really well done. It's intense. It's one of those like edge of your seat type action movies where you're like, oh shit, how are they gonna get out of this? That is my number two.
It's a good one.
I feel like you guys are gonna hate my number one, but okay.
Probably.
Jenny?
It's okay, you guys are gonna probably hate my number two.
Let's hear it.
My number two is 2008's Pineapple Express.
Huh.
I went Pineapple Express. There's totally action in it. Don't give me that.
Yeah.
There's totally action in it.
No, there's definitely action. But as a number two.
Yep.
That's so high on the list.
I don't care. I like them. I think they're hilarious.
I do love this movie. I have nothing bad to say about the movie.
I really enjoyed it a lot more than I
expected.
All
the lists that I would have it on.
Not an action.
I didn't have it on anything else. So I was like, I'll put it on this one.
I'll go ahead and say it. I think James Franco's best work.
He was Golden Globe nominated for this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really good.
Aptly so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was really good in this.
I love Danny McBride in this too.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Cole, anytime he shows up in anything, is phenomenal.
It was interesting seeing Rosa Perez, but it worked. Especially with the Daewoo scene. He's like, you just got killed by a Daewoo.
Oh, yeah.
This movie's, it does have a lot of action set pieces. It's got a car chase.
It's got a burning building.
There's guns.
Yeah.
And, they're running, and people are shooting at them. The building blows really up behind them.
Yeah.
That's action.
Yeah. You're right.
It's got, like,
gets their foot
their
blown off.
Their windshield's, like, broken and shit.
That decrees an action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
How broken is the windshield?
It's a big deal when your
car's
messed up.
Anytime you're in a shootout and someone has to, even if they don't succeed, but they have to try to attempt to kick the windshield out.
Yeah.
That's probably
an action
movie.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
This could have worked in our last list of buddy films.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't do it.
I like that Seth Rogen ends up with no pants and he just keeps rolling around in his underwear. It's genius. Everybody's great in this. There's a lot of a lot of people who are like serious actors and you're like, what the fuck are they doing in this movie, dude? great movie. All right.
Yeah, I don't hate this pick.
It's just really high on your list. I wonder what your
number
is.
I mean, I understand it being high on the list because it's a really good movie. It's just
I didn't have it on any other list, so I was like, why not put it on this one?
That makes sense.
I hadn't put it on anything else yet. And we already did drug movies, and I guess I didn't put that on here.
Yeah.
There's drugs in this one? Or?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a cigarette or two. That's technically
I think
drugs.
They're drinking in it.
Yeah.
Good pick. All right.
Yeah.
It's out of the box.
I had to do something crazy. I'd already done a bunch of other movies already.
I thought you were going to go with The Incredibles or something.
Right. I'd already done The Incredibles a bunch. I really wanted to do an animated movie, but every animated action movie I'd already done.
All right.
So I couldn't find any good ones.
Titan A.E.?
I've never seen Titan A.E. Do I need to see Titan A.E.?
You're good.
Okay, thank you. Good. That's what I thought.
Treasure Planet.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to David Gordon Green's new movie, Prince Avalanche. Looks interesting.
Which one's that?
The new Emil Hirsch, Paul Rudd movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new movie.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. All right, so Adam, what is your number?
I'm ready to see Emil Hirsch in something.
My number two.
It's been so long. It's been like since Speed Racer, hasn't it?
No, he did the Sean Penn movie. The
Speed Racer.
Into
was
the Wild.
Shocked at how much I loved that.
I thought Speed Racer was after Into the Wild.
No,
I think it was.
Oh,
before.
Yeah, is it?
Oh,
okay. He did Taking Woodstock after. Also,
I didn't see that one.
I couldn't believe how much I love Speed Racer.
Really?
I can't believe how much you love Speed Racer.
It was like Pacific Rim, where and I saw it on Blu-ray, so it was like 1080p colors coming at my face.
You know what? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
because I hate that movie too.
See, there you go.
There you go.
There's.
I don't hate it. I'm not the audience. Like seriously, I wasn't a Speed Racer. Dude.
I wasn't either. I wasn't planning on seeing it. I had a friend convince me when I was over at his place. He's like, I'm going to make you watch Speed Racer. And I was like, dude, don't. This is going to be a waste of 2 hours. And like half an hour into it, I was like really kind of invested. And by the end of it, it was awesome.
Were you really high?
No.
You seem disappointed.
I kind of am. I'm sure it would be even better at that point. But I was shocked at how much I enjoyed it.
There's a YouTube. I don't know if you guys watch Trailers from Hell on YouTube, the YouTube channel. Where they have famous writers, directors talk about the over the trailer, they talk about why they like the movie, basically, and why they like the trailer. And there's a famous director who picked this movie, like a really big, I want to say he was like Freakin' or something, but he picked Speed Racer for some reason. But anyway, Adam.
I couldn't even finish it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
It was fun.
It's fair enough.
Number
two.
Three.
Two.
Two.
Two? Yeah.
Okay. Crank
is
three.
Okay. My number two from 2008, Rambo.
Oh, just Rambo.
Rambo. He should have been called John Rambo.
He punches a guy's face off, dude.
He rips a guy's throat out, cuts a dude's head off.
He makes someone into
blows away most of Cambodia.
Movie is a slow burn to the last 25 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and then he just kills everyone.
And then he he goes commando on everyone on that island. It's. I mean, he shoots a guy.
Burma?
He shoots a 50 cal point blank on a guy and just turns him to meat.
Yeah,
like it's incredible.
Yeah,
that movie is nonstop. Like, it's pretty harsh. It's hard to watch. I well, was at the well, end.
It,
yeah.
It opens
yeah.
okay. It opens up with peasants being forced to run through a minefield, yeah. and it's all downhill from there. Like it gets more violent.
I went to see this movie.
I was actually we were in the same theater. Remember?
Oh,
we were in the same theater at the same time, but we didn't know. But you guys were a couple rows in front of me in the dome,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It turns out we. Well, I don't think we were hanging out back then, but we were in the same screen because I remember being like I had all these snacks I had snuck into the Arclight because my friend used to work there. And I didn't get to my snack because I was like, what the fuck is happening here, dude? Some guy's face just got punched. His face gets punched off of his body
yeah.
with an uppercut.
Wow.
What the fuck's going on?
Awesome.
It's just so violent.
Fantastic.
It's like, we haven't seen Rambo in a really long time. How do we re-endear him? Let's just have him completely destroy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Destroy a whole nation.
Yeah. They were asking for it.
Burmese. But yeah,
they were asking for it. I mean,
they
let's
killed
be
those missionaries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Julie Benz, you know.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's a pass.
Is it me or is she horrible in everything she's in? Except
it's
Dexter.
Not just you.
All right,
she's pretty terrible.
Wait, she was really good in the first season of Buffy.
She's in Buffy
for like those four episodes. Who? What was her name in that again?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Julie Benz?
Yeah, she was a vampire.
She was one of the vampires.
Oh
God,
it's okay. I was half joking.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
How good was that show though?
It was pretty good.
It's a great show. Number two for me.
Yeah,
I have got to go with I think it was 2008. Black Dynamite. Have you seen Black Dynamite?
I love this movie.
Black Dynamite was magic.
I figured I was saving it for when we do a exploitation.
Bring it back up, but it's fantastic.
So fucking good.
It's hysterical.
Michael Jai White. You have, oh my gosh.
He's a badass and funny.
One,
and
he's a badass, and two, he's hilarious.
Did they re-release the animated series?
Yeah, it's been out.
Oh, it's good?
I think it did one season.
Oh, really?
It was okay. It was kind of done in the Boondock style of animation, okay. But it was a lot of the same jokes over and over again. Like, they didn't really have much to build on. It was fun to watch, but the movie was,
really?
It was so funny. I mean, like, because there are times where you're seeing, like, the boom might come down because they're, you know, making it like a bat. There's one scene where... one of the actors gets slapped like on purpose and he goes, motherfucker, and then it jump cuts and it's a totally different actor doing the same part now. And so like they're doing these really crappy fights and you know people will be driving and like looking behind them as they're driving on the road perfectly because it's a green screen. It's so fucking good. Like, and there's just little stuff like, you know, Roscoe's is a chili and donut stand and he's having a really tough time because no one really wants chili and donuts, but then later in the movie he figures out exactly what he needs to sell through this really long diatribe. It's a really, really perfect like homage and satire to blaxploitation movies that, you know, it's great. Like, it makes fun of everyone. So everyone should see this.
And Michael Jai White co-wrote it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And like, yeah. And it's clearly he loves these movies and appreciates how silly they can be at times. And it's so good.
The meeting of the pimps is also incredible. Like, Cedric Yarbrough is in there named Chocolate Giddy Up. And he's got like a pink cowboy outfit on. And then there's one of the pimps is named Mo Bitches. Brian McKnight is one of the pimps. Like, it's incredible. This movie is so fucking good.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, you really do.
They pan up to him and he's in bed with these two women and they start talking. He's like, quiet, bitches. You won't wake up the rest of the bitches.
And then there's just three other women at the bottom of the bed. Yeah. It's just so incredible. Oh. He's got his buddy named Bullhorn who only speaks in like jive rhyme.
Oh.
It's go see Black Dynamite. Rent it, download it, do something, but you have to see it because it's so awesome.
I got to check it out. Oh, man. Black Dynamite.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. My number one now. All right, so I'll do my recap and then my number one. My number five was Casino Royale. My number four was Gladiator. Three, On Bak. Two, Black Hawk Down. And my number one, I feel like a lot of people didn't like this movie, but I loved it. I'm a fanboy from 2006, Smoking Aces.
I loved that movie.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
I feel like we talked about enjoying this in Carnahan in general.
It's fucking just
so crazy, silly, over the top awesomeness. And again, when you throw this awesome cast at this silly movie. It's like,
And people now who are like mega stars, where you're like, Chris Pine was just like some kid who's one of these brothers, and like Joel Egerton's in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's an insane cast.
Mm. It's crazy.
I love the hell out of it.
What I find most amusing about it now is the people who seemed big at the time who just kind of disappeared. Like, what was the dude's name? The guy, okay, spoiler alert, the guy who kills Chris Pine was like a big deal, who was in Torque.
Martin, he's
the big deal. No, the guy who blew away at the end was way better than him.
Yeah.
And like Ben Affleck's in it for a second.
Tiny little part.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Jason Bateman's scenes are genius. It's funny because every scene that Jason Bateman's in, because they couldn't use other takes, someone's always breaking. Someone's always like just laughing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you watch all the scenes, like either Peter Berg or whoever's like, they just have to like, you see them turning away. And in the commentary, he's like, yeah, I had a really hard time cutting the scene because he's like, everybody was breaking. Everybody.
That's awesome.
Like, if it wasn't one person, it was the other, like either Ben Affleck or the other guy. But everybody is, because Jason Bateman's so funny in this. Insanely funny. I really like Common in this. He's really.
I like Common in general.
Yeah, he's really good in this.
Nestor Carbonell is a badass in this movie. Creepy. Yeah.
Oh, he's the silent one, isn't he?
I don't think he's silent. He's the one who had removed his own
fingertips. Yeah.
Ray Liotta is awesome. I mean, it's Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Jeremy
Piven, I really dug.
Like, he was really good in this.
Because you feel like, man, I've been in a bender on cocaine with this guy. Like, he just looked like shit the whole movie. And and the whole like magic thing. Peter Berg's in this, isn't acting, not directing. I just like Carnahan. I know he gets a lot of flack for, you know, I don't know. I just love this guy. I love anything.
This
anything
was a lot
does.
Of fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I don't judge you for having it as your number one. It's just a crazy action shoot 'em up.
I got exactly what I wanted. Like, I saw the trailer and I was like, this is a bunch of assassins trying to kill each other. That looks great. And then I left and I was like, those were a bunch of assassins trying to kill each other. Thank you. Perfect.
Taraji P. Henson is awesome. Her and Alicia Keys. Yeah, I loved it. Nothing really bad.
I think people were disappointed because this was a follow-up to Narc. And Narc was so gritty. And
this was much sillier, fun.
Yeah. So
much more of a popcorn movie.
I know it was on the cusp. It's 2010, but The A-Team, I would go with both. They're really good.
Yeah, I like the A-Team too.
A-Team was great.
Yeah, fun. All right, Jenny, what is your recap and your number one?
All right, so my recap. My number five was Taken. Four was Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Three was Team America World Police. Two was Pineapple Express. And my number one is 2000's Pitch Black.
Nice.
Oh, so a little sci-fi.
But sci-fi action.
Horror.
This movie surprised me. I saw it on DVD. I didn't see it in theaters, and I was like blown away. Like, I'm like,
yeah, hmm. I got, I came way late to the Pitch Black game, but I loved it.
What year was it?
2000.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cole Hauser brought me to this movie.
I watched this movie a lot.
I've never seen these.
Really?
Any of them?
Well, I've never seen any of them.
Don't say these.
There's just one. Well, there's one Pitch Black.
There's a lot of Riddicks though.
No.
There's one. Okay. And he's in Pitch Black.
I've never seen
Pitch Black. The other stuff is nothing to... Bleh.
Yeah.
Pitch Black is amazing.
I've never seen Pitch Black. And people are... Yeah, like...
It's a good one, yeah.
I hear it's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
It is a little... It's a good horror movie too, actually.
Radha Mitchell? Or what's
her... Yeah.
Wait, what's her name? Radha...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Radha. Give a little synopsis of this for people who don't know Pitch Black is.
I'll just do the one on IMDb. A group of marooned space travelers struggle to for survival on a seemingly lifeless, sun-scorched world. That's not very good.
That makes sense.
That works.
Yeah, that's spoiler-free. I like it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And well, then, you know, the sun is completely black, so...
Yeah. Well, you find out why it gets pitch black. Oh, yeah. Vin Diesel.
Yeah, it's so
Keith
good.
David.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorite Vin Diesel movies, for sure.
There aren't many of his movies that are good enough to say that they're your favorite.
Come on, man. The Pacifier.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Right?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a funny movie. I'm just being serious.
I've never seen it. I've enjoyed it.
It's pretty funny, but I'm...
Boiler
I don't.
Room.
I'm not a big Vin Diesel fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's going
to
be in the Avengers.
Allegedly.
Why?
Well, there's...
What if he's just Vin Diesel? Just kicking ass. We need somebody strong.
He's dumb.
He's like, call Vin Diesel.
And Dom's going to show up with a car.
Exactly.
He's going to drive a car into
Galactus. He's the Avengers driver.
He's like, I live my life.
One mile at a time.
I'm gonna drive the helicarrier.
I'm gonna point my American muscle car at Thanos' giant chin. Just knock it off.
It'd be better if he, they just literally got Vin Diesel. Like, so Iron Man, call Vin Diesel, and he's like, I'm here.
What do you need?
Yeah, and he's really,
you need a tune up. Iron Man.
You stay, me go. No follow.
Supposedly, right now the big thing is that he might be playing Vision in Avengers 2. But like serious Marvel, like he's met with a lot of Marvel people over being in something in some way. People were speculating from a picture that he tweeted, because like Hank Pym as Giant Man was right behind him on like a big comic cover, and he's just kind of like, you know, smiling or whatever that facial thing was called.
It's but, called a Vin smirk.
A Vin smirk?
Yeah.
Vin so smirk. They were like, oh, maybe he's going to be Giant Man because he's right in front of him. And then they're like, no, because Hank Pym is one of the smartest people in the world. So it's not going to be Vin Diesel. So they were thinking maybe he could be Vision.
That's you think there's a Mr. and Mrs. Diesel, like his parents, somewhere in like Missouri or something?
Yes. I don't think that's a stage name at all. And their names are Torque and Awesome. Yeah. Those are the parents' names.
Torque Diesel.
Torque Diesel and Awesome Diesel. Yeah. Who's who? Who knows?
Light Diesel is his sister. Light Diesel. All right, where are we at?
It's Bio. Bio Diesel. Bio Diesel.
She's vegan.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
So my recap. Number 5 was The Rundown. Number 4 was District B-13. Number 3 was Crank. Number 2 was Rambo. And my number 1 is a tie because I just couldn't fucking pick between these two movies, both from 2004, The Bourne Supremacy and Man on Fire.
Okay. These were my honorable mentions, all the Bourne movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As
Supremacy is my favorite.
I count them as one movie.
Like of course you do. Many people like to do that with trilogies.
So
Supremacy is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because Carl Urban is awesome.
Yes.
And that last car chase was amazing to me. Like, I felt like I had just been in that accident, like, at the end. I was like, oh, my gosh, that was
just visually. That one's the second one, right?
Yeah, the second one. Okay. In
where
Russia.
Where she dies.
Yeah, she dies at the beginning.
Spoilers.
It's at the beginning.
Pretty sure it's in the trailer. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like this one, too.
So fucking good.
The scene with Carl Urban where he's at the club and you're like, oh, it's going to be nighttime. And then it comes out in the daytime. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? He's partying in the day. That's how badass he is. He's like, I don't have time to party at night. I party in the daytime. And I work at night. I kill.
He parties all the time.
Oh, like Eddie Murphy.
He's Eddie Murphy, yeah. Rick James just following him around.
I'm going to be outside getting
diamonds
high.
On your finger.
Rick James does not put his muddy shoes on Carl Urban's white couch, though, because he would just break his fucking knees. Yeah. So fucking good.
Yeah. All of them. All of them are great.
They are all great, but this one's my favorite because of Carl Urban.
I agree.
And, I mean, Matt Damon is awesome in this series. And I like the scene in, not in this movie, but the scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they're watching this in the video store and just talking about how much of a badass he is. Like, that's how great this movie is. Like, they comment on it in another movie after the fact.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Which one's the one in Tangier? Is it part 3?
Ultimatum?
Yeah.
Supremacy, maybe?
I think it's all... I just remember a lot of snow in Identity.
Yeah.
Identity
is... gotta be a...
It's like Zurich.
Is it the second one or the third one?
They're all great.
I don't
but
remember. It's
definitely, just I'm sorry, I just bumped my microphone. But the directing style definitely changed. Like one's okay, like I'll watch it and I'm like, oh, okay. But 2 and 3 are so well directed. I mean, just he kind of brought back that cheeky camera thing that doesn't work with any other movie but the Bourne movies.
It was Paul Greengrass for 2 and 3, right?
Yeah,
and Doug Liman on 1.
Yeah.
I want to say the second one is one danger, but I can't remember. Like, the one where the cameraman follows him out the window.
That's 2.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. That chase scene is awesome. Yeah, Carl Urban is awesome. Matt Damon kicks ass. Paul Greengrass. I love this movie.
It's funny. And then, in the making of DVD, it's really interesting how they did the chase scenes, because they developed a new car to chase, like, to the chase car.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. Like, they developed this new thing where it's just wild how they could put the camera in. And the camera could really go 360. Around the car, and the guy driving the car is in the front in a little pod. And you don't see him, so it looks like it's Jason Bourne driving, but it's just a little driver who's gonna die if he hit the thing. Who has like a helmet that's not gonna do shit?
Yeah. The goggles, they do nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Man on Fire.
I was really surprised by this movie. I was kind of wary of it, but then I saw it and I just loved it. I love the relationship between Denzel Washington and
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, like I was like, yeah, they bonded. Like they and Roderick Mitchell's in this too. She plays the mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Anthony
plays the dad.
But yeah, just Tony Scott being weird with his crazy colors and camera work. And
I dig the colors. I don't dig the camera work. He just gets a little nutty with
he goes all over the place.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. But I really enjoyed it. And I just like when Denzel like flips the switch after they kidnap Dakota Fanning's character and he just becomes that badass. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to watch him just tear the shit out of Mexico City.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke is great. With his little dog the whole time. Wait, is that this one?
No, you're thinking of like just
that's Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh yeah.
Who does Mickey Rourke play in this? Or Mickey Rourke's the like advisor, the lawyer dude.
Oh
Mark
Anthony's
lawyer.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe and Brownface basically. In Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Yeah.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah,
yes. He's like, what are you playing, Willem? Playing a Mexican.
I'm saving. But you're white. I'm saving that movie for my list of. White people pretending to be Mexicans is going to be that.
The Mexploitation films?
Yeah.
Or, no, white people pretending to be anything. You could have Soul Man.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was all.
Oh, and that brings us back to Too Fast, Too Furious, because what's his Cole Hauser playing? A Cuban.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mickey Rourke not holding the dog in this one. The dog is in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken in this as, like, the guy who gets him the job.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a fun, crazy action.
You can really do any action, Tony Scott action movie of 2000, and they all fit in there. Spy Game is a really good action movie, too. I guess it's more of a thriller.
It's more of a thriller in my mind, but I mean, there's
Domino's good.
Domino's good. I was thinking Domino.
Yeah.
I felt like this one was the most straight ahead and the least crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had a good run.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
even Unstoppable. I know that's not, that was like a couple years ago, but that was good. I enjoyed it as well. Good list. All right, Matt. What's your recapping?
Recap. 5 was The Fast and the Furious. 4 was Transporter 2. 3 was Kung Fu Hustle. 2 was Black Dynamite. Number 1 for me was Hot Fuzz.
I was waiting for that. I was like, somebody's got to put that.
Mainly because it's the action movie homage to action movies. And I love Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. They really can do no wrong in my mind.
Yeah.
I love Paul. I know Edgar Wright was involved with that, but Paul made me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to The World's End. And just the Hot Fuzz is it's really, it's a very funny action comedy. And it's stuff that, like, I pick up new stuff every single time I watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get, like, it feels like an hour and a half in gun battle. It's probably only half an hour maybe, but it's so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Timothy Dalton is amazing with just every single line he says. You're like, he's obviously the bad guy. Like, I wish I could bash your skull in and read your brain. Like, just ridiculous lines where you're like, oh yeah, okay.
I'm obviously a slasher.
Yeah, exactly. I just slash prices. And then you've got, Yarp. And Jim Broadbent is the father is amazing. The two Andes are incredible. Just everything about this movie is it just makes me laugh every single time. So Hot Fuzz, number 1.
A little connection. Patty Constantine, both in Supremacy, and and Hot Fuzz.
Yeah,
I like Patty Constantine doing just small little roles like that. He kind of like kills it in comedy stuff. I feel
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Good pick, man. Good. There's a car chase.
There's guns. There's everything. An homage to Point Break.
Yeah.
Bring it back to The Fast and the Furious.
There's a swan.
There's Coronetto, whatever you want to call it. There's kids not allowed in shops. There's a black shroud slash. It's just everything is fantastic. It's great.
Yeah. It makes me wonder what
surprisingly gory out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like when
yeah.
that when the steeple falls and that dude is like, holy
oh
shit.
My God, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. I like the ongoing joke of him going over the wooden fence. That's a great joke. Good fucking list, man. All right. Is that it? Is that all our lists?
That's it.
That's 5-1.
Damn it. Any honorable mentions you guys want to throw out?
I had so many.
I had Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
on there. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say Serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. All right. Well, where can people find you on your podcast, Matt?
Well, we're Pixel by Pixel on iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Pixel Podcast. You can follow myself at LaughingMan7, Patrick at P to the D's, Nick at Nick_Long. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Pixel by Pixel Podcast and email us at pixelbypixelpodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. Excellent.
That's see, how you do it, Patrick D's.
See, he's got it down. I fumble through. I'm like, I don't know where we're at. Find us.
You should just pre-record it and just add it on.
I know. Yeah. I should.
That's
all right.
Funnier though when you mess up.
I guess so.
We like to laugh at you.
All right. You could find us. You could find us at the Film Podcast. Got that right. Yeah. At thefilmpodcast.com. You could find all the links. You could find all of Matt's links on there too. On this episode's notes. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERAS.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at An Adam Scott, AN_Adam Scott.
There you go. Not the Adam Scott.
Not the Adam Scott.
Not the golfer.
Not Mr. Adam Scott. Yeah. An Adam Scott. I'm not on Parks and
Rec. Mr. Adam Scott's kind of pimp, though.
I like him.
Yeah.
Not just because we have the same name. I think he's funny.
Yeah?
He was really good in Torque.
Nice. All right. All right, so thanks again for all the Twitter people, you know, sending us interesting stories about Land Before Time, the comments on our website, all that's cool. If you're gonna go shopping on Amazon, which you probably are, you know, everybody does. Go through our link on our website. It helps us, you know, buy more stuff. You know,
doesn't upgrade cost equipment. You anything.
Doesn't extra. Cost you anything, and Amazon's gonna make it rain shekels on us, literally. Rhino. Yeah, thanks to. Jenny's dad, who actually gave me shekels. He's like
threw them at you.
He was almost gonna throw them at me, but he's like, oh, okay, here. I feel bad.
And he was really ready for that joke.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna throw these at you.
But he literally brought me shekels. I'll post a picture. That's awesome. He's like, here. I'm like, what is this? It's fucking shekels. Literally. He gave me a couple of shekels though. So
are we doing anything for Comic-Con with the podcast?
yeah, when we come back, we're going to be doing like a Comic-Con wrap up of all the stuff we saw. I know.
And we're not going to do anything live.
I don't know. I don't know if we can. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be post Comic-Con. Oh. So
never mind.
We did it. But we'll definitely have like a post Comic-Con thing. All right. Anyway, follow us and like us on Facebook and all that stuff. You know what to do. Come on.
Oh,
guys.
And we have to do this because we didn't do it and they complained about it.
What?
The other podcast.
Okay, yeah. Follow our other podcast. That's funny. Jenny and I are in another podcast as well. It's called the List's Music Podcast. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard sell.
I know. No, it's a great podcast. It's funny because we have way more listeners than this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but listen to that podcast. It's really cool. It's the same basic idea, but with music. So, I mean, you get to hear like clips, so. If you like music, you're going to love that one then. So type it all. One word. The easiest way to search this is The List Music Podcast. All one word on iTunes. All right. Until next time, hey, have a good week or party all the time, whatever you want to do.